Good evening. Welcome, everyone. I begin the meeting with recognizing that we meet once again on unceded Willistecou territory and that our schools operate on that territory as well. Thank you for braving the roads. I think this is what we face now until next July. Maybe we'll be good after May. We'll see. You have the agenda in front of you. Are there any additions? Seeing none, then I declare the agenda approved by consent. And the minutes of our meeting of October the 19th. We've had an opportunity to look at those. Were there any issues or items you wanted addressed in those minutes? Seeing none, I would declare those approved by consent as well. We've had some conversations since we started meeting in September about our one-year and our three-year goals. And at our last time we met, we talked about what we would like to have for those goals. John, did I give you those papers? Those in the paper that I had? While we sort that out, let's go ahead and look at some correspondence. So, with your permission, I'll move the correspondence item up to now, and then we'll see what we can do with the goals. I want Carol to be able to take notes when we look at our policy review. So I have an item of correspondence that is not posted with your items on the portal. It is a letter that came from a teacher from Oromocto High School, Gail Costello, and she asked that I add this information to tonight's meeting, either under other news from the public or on correspondence. So I thought it was appropriate that it would be read at correspondence. This was written on November the 8th, and Gail says it was an extremely difficult day yesterday as we lost another Oromocto High School LGBTQ kid just graduated to suicide. That's two from OHS in less than 6 months. They leave behind four siblings at our school dealing with these tragedies, as well as several other friends and GSA students who are reeling from these types of deaths. Could you please mention this at your next meeting? I'm not sure if this is normal or appropriate, but I can't think of a better place to share this sad news. So that's information from Gail Costello. We have also received a letter from the Leo Hayes PSSC that you have had a chance to look at. They're asking asking about us having a healthy school policy, a mental health policy, and a policy addressing the specific needs of the LGBTQ community. It would be my intent to respond and ask to have a conversation with the chair and the co-chairs of that PSSC, because I'm not exactly sure what they want and if they're aware that we have been looking at our healthy living policy, and that we've tried to put things in a better form than what they were. So that would be my intent. Do you have any suggestions or comments on those, Mark?
And this is in regards to the letter, correct?
Yes.
Just for clarification, they mentioned a number of policies, and those are district policies?
Yes.
And so I don't know exactly what they're expecting. I think it's important to understand that, you know, the district does put in policies in place for their staff that covers a lot of the day-to-day things for the school. You know, we're DEC, you know, we're a governance model, and we use that to direct our superintendent, but, you know, I don't know if, you know, what everyone else's thoughts are, but certainly, you know, the day-to-day things and making sure things are in place, and I'm sure they are, but I'm almost wondering if that's more, if it's a misunderstanding or exactly what they want. I'm not sure if they want us and the district, but, you know, certainly at a district level, you know, hopefully everything's going well and being covered.
Right. Thank you. That's a very good point, and I think that may be a misunderstanding from different members of the public. And I'll address it right now, since it's topical with this letter. That there is a difference between district policy and district education council policy. So as an education council, I'm just going to read so I have the wording right. We address education issues on the district level, and we detail the goals and expectations of the district. Once the goals and expectations are set, then it's up to us to monitor to make sure that those goals and expectations are met, or the attempt is to meet those goals and expectations. Our superintendent, who is our employee, is tasked with making sure that that happens. And we know that the superintendent does that because they come back and report to us on the policies that we have set that address the goals and expectations. So we have a very broad expectation of what's going to go on in the district over the year, and we expect our superintendent to address our expectations. Our policies then, as Mark said, are governance policies. They're not operational. They don't say you can't have more than 15 adults in a classroom with 20 kids. That's not our bailiwick. It's up to the superintendent to decide the best way to do things. And in doing that, she will use her staff, current district policies, and if necessary, they'll bring in other policies, as well as policies that they must follow, but from the Department of Education and the Schools Act and department policies. So they are operational policies, for the most part. Have I addressed that appropriately? So I think there's a difference. There's a misunderstanding out there of who should be establishing a mental health policy. Well, that's the DEC consideration. That's the DEC's responsibility to do that. And we say in our mental health policy what we would like to have done. Then we expect the superintendent to come back and let us know, when we ask her to report on it, what they're doing to meet our expectations. So I hope that will clear that up. I know that you all knew that, but you may have PSSCs that don't understand that, and there may be members of the public that don't understand that. So there are a number of policies, yes, listed in that letter that have to do with education policies, education department policies, with district policies, with DEC policies. So I think probably a conversation with them about all of that might be better than just trying to write a letter back. Yes, Mark?
And just to add or further clarify in my own mind, I look at it as, you know, anything to do with process and procedure is really the superintendent for us. It's goals and expectations. And our superintendent, along with her staff, you know, have processes and procedures in place. And she reports the results of that to us. So okay. That's kind of how I rationalize it.
Yep. Okay. Anyone want to add anything to that? Good. Thank you. If you have any thoughts on that letter, then please send me a note. Let me know. What did you want to address?
With just another. So we have another correspondence from a parent within our system. I'm not sure where her child goes to school or her children. She didn't say. Darcy Corey, and it's basically the same request that she's looking for a policy on LGBTQ, and she asked that I bring this forward to the DEC, and I responded with the policies that we already have in place provincially, such as 703 and 322, and the training that we provide throughout ASDW. On LGBTQ, but she did ask that it come forward to you.
Yes,
did you get that letter?
I got a
Kimberly
copy.
Was copied in during the correspondence. She wasn't copied into the first email, but when the parent responded back to my response, she was copied in.
So again, Catherine's able to respond to the parent explaining how the district would respond to any issues for an LGBTQ student, but she can't address why the DEC doesn't have an LGBTQ policy. That's our duty to address, not hers. That may help some of us understand why do we need a policy like that when we have 701 and we have 703 and we have other policies. We have policies that she uses in the operational part. Maybe we need to have one that's like a mental health policy or whatever. I have asked Eric DeYoung, who wanted to come in and speak to us last year and again in September, to come to our January working meeting and make a presentation. I've invited him to come and make a presentation on why he feels that Anglophone West DEC should adopt a specific LGBTQ policy. So we'll proceed from there after we listen to his presentation. And he may have other parents with him when he comes. I think that's all the correspondence. So back to the goals. Do we have those?
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to look at my screen? So you don't have to crank.
So our current goal for our current year, the first one, to develop a school health policy. And that, of course, may address some of the questions in one of our letters tonight. And the second one, to develop a goal on learning using the academic excellence and quality high school policies. Now, one of our motions on policies tonight is to remove the quality high school policy. So the goal might just say to develop a goal on learning using academic excellence. So that's a goal that would focus on that policy.
Was that on our forum right here?
We had
if you refresh yours, if you didn't go out and come back in, because it was just posted, Mark.
We had them at the last working session that we had, but so my comment the last time we looked at these was that I would expect you to come back tonight if you felt they were appropriate for our goals for this year, and someone would make a motion to that effect. If you don't, then that's fine.
Would this be where we suggest another?
Instead of? Or, sure.
The idea of student voice, and one of the goals that I think we should have this year is the position of student on the deck, and we've never had one since I've been here, and so we've never attempted any way really to get the students involved in the deck. And I know that it can only be one and all of that kind of thing, but perhaps there's some other way that we can get a student voice to at least facilitate some of that mandate in the Education Act. And so I would, I've got a couple of preambles and then I've got a motion to make.
Okay. So is your motion to add to these goals, or is this something you want to see separate from these, or?
Well, I'm thinking it's a goal that I would like to see happen this year.
Okay.
So, you know, as soon as we need that person on here as soon as possible, and if we can't get a person here, you know, and a student representative is only a year at a time, so that we're not serving the student population very well.
Okay.
By not having this there.
So do you want to read your...
Okay, so here's what I've put down, and this is sort of the first time I've ever written a motion, so... But whereas the position of a student representative on each district education council was an initiative beginning in 2009 and 2010 school year, it was created to give students more meaningful input on the issues that affect them and to improve other DEC, to provide other DEC members with a different perspective and closer contact with students. The Education Act states that the district education's councils should have a student member. And whereas the amalgamation of provincial school districts has dramatically increased the district size, making it difficult, if not impossible, to get consistent student representation on the DEC. And whereas student voice is a legislative and valuable part of education in New Brunswick, I move that the ASDW DEC develop a process so that the ASDW DEC can hear student voice through a variety of means, forums, student presentations to council, and other creative means, and act and vote on policies with an awareness of ideas and the concerns of the students of our district, therefore to comply with the mandate of the Education Act.
Okay. You've heard the motion. Do I have a seconder?
Second,
Stephanie. I kind of lost the very end.
I have copies.
You gave me one, but I gave it to Carol.
Well, she's got it electronically.
Did you send it to
me? Yes, I did. If anyone wants a copy.
Okay. So you're moving that we develop a process so we can hear the student voice and act and vote on policies with an awareness of ideas and concerns of students in our district.
Correct.
Anyone besides Mark have a comment? Mark.
So I would consider one minor change only because we look at specific wording of the act and obligations and all that. It says towards the end, and act and vote on policies with an awareness, etc. A person that is appointed by the minister to sit at this table can vote. Okay. And your intent maybe is to have that one person. The whole intent of this, I take really well in the sense of we need student engagement. And it would give us a lot more flexibility, but at the same time mandate us to do something meaningful if we strike the words and vote on policies so that the gist of it would read and act with an awareness of ideas and concerns of the students of our district. That doesn't mean that we wouldn't do a lot with policies, but it just would not tie us to anything. I'd be worried that we're not following the strict letter of the law. This doesn't mandate us to follow the strict letter of the law, and yet some sort of hybrid consultation. I think it's just, you know, that's kind of my feeling. Before I would make an amendment, I just wonder what other people are feeling on that.
I think I understand what you're saying in terms of the whole gist of what Terry has written gives a platform to hear student voices in one way or another.
Yeah.
And then make decisions with those voices in mind. And then when you're talking about the voting part, we get back into how do we have that one person who's consistently here all the time and that has the ability to vote on issues. And if you take that out, then you can still have the forums and you can have the different groups or different councils, student councils that want to come in and do presentations. And then we take those ideas and vote with those ideas in mind. I don't want to say tied, but I just think of the kids and the ability to have one person here all the time, because that's when you get the voting in. You're expected to have somebody that's here, and you can't have somebody that's changing all the time, because otherwise they don't have the background. But I do really like the idea.
The voting was really just the student voice would help educate us. Mm. So our voting would be education. We would be educated and perhaps want to vote in a different manner. At least we would know that what they want.
Okay.
But they're.
Yeah, I think
I see what you're saying.
I may not have worded it very well, but I left English and went into culinary, so.
So do you think there's a need for an amendment?
Maybe, but a different one. Where it says develop a process so that the DAC can hear the voice. I don't think we need to, just to clarify what Terry is saying when he says hear a voice through a variety of means, forms, student presentations, etc. So the DAC can act and vote on policies with an awareness of ideas and concerns of the student council. That was Terry's.
Yeah. That's my intent. That
yes.
was my intent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
So we're clear, I would move that we add after the word "and," after the last post bracket, "and so the deck can," so the deck can act and vote on policies within March as is.
I see that as a friendly amendment, which
yes.
we don't have to vote on.
Right.
And the mover and seconder agree?
Yes.
Yes.
Any further conversation? Now, I'm not sure how to work this into our goals. This is a motion. Let this be one of our goals.
Well, yeah, yes, that's what I was thinking. I was okay. thinking that's what it would fit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless we have it'd be a separate motion to remove one of those or replace it, but this would be added.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll look at the other two. Vote on this one. Okay. All in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Contrary minded? Abstentions? Thank you. Motion is carried. One goal. One down. What about the others that are on the screen? Do you have any interest in maintaining both or either of those? Mark?
So the question is from, I was not at the last policy discussion, but I was at the first one. It appears that number two seems to be definitely on the way to being done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And number one perhaps needs, is not as far along, but I don't know, I guess I wasn't at the last meeting, but number two for sure is all that done. I don't know about number one, but.
Mr. Chair of the Policy Committee, would you concur that those?
I'm the new chair and haven't been at the last meeting either, so. So unfortunately I don't feel that
I can
chime in.
So definitely the second one, maybe the comment I would make is that we have these policies, a goal would be to make it a priority to ensure those policies are
One thing, when I read the number one, it says school culture of healthy living, which is mental health, nutrition, and physical activity. When we talk about the LGBTQA, and we say it falls under healthy living.
I don't know that does. That was a letter that someone else wrote.
No, but I'm talking for me when I read it through. Like, when I look at it and read it, and I've read it quite a bit, and then you go back and you read, and look, I think we need to really work on that one. And I think we have to consider
a separate.
Well, I don't know if it's separate or not. I think we need to do a lot more research and a lot more reading. And,
okay.
That's
so
my thought.
Could you put
it
in
a different way? I would say the LGBTQ question or thought that we have to have for me is also part of the work that would be done on that goal that's number one.
Okay.
I don't see it as a separate distinct policy. I think it is, I see it as part of that goal.
But I think if we do the research, we'll know for sure if it is or not. That's my thought. Like,
and the input that we're going to get on with the visitor in January, that's all supporting that goal, in my opinion.
Okay. Can we take out ER3 and ER5? They're no longer.
Yep.
Right? Do you like the rest of the wording? And in brackets and LGBTQ, or
no,
you just think that will fit under?
Like
okay, doesn't mean we can't change things as we go.
Yeah.
Just okay. Somebody want to make a motion on that?
I'll move that we accept number one as shown on the screen.
Have a seconder. Heather? And comments? Oh. Okay, all in favor of that as our second goal? Well, not in number of priority, but just another goal for us for the year. All in favor say aye.
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 Contrary minded nay. Abstentions? Thank you. Motion is carried. And do we need to look at the second one there? We talked about this at our last meeting. We did talk about that policy, and we talked about the motion tonight that will come tonight to remove the second one. So
you would say, when I look at the handouts, it says that we're putting that on hold currently. It wasn't there to repeal tonight. So
can I hear you, Sean.
What's that?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry, we talked about the quality high school program. So we had talked about deleting or removing that policy, but just on the draft copies it says replace it on hold. So I just want to clarify what.
Yeah, I think that was from before.
Okay.
Yeah. From the meeting, from our last public meeting. Yeah.
Okay. No, want to clarify that? Thank you.
Okay. So you're comfortable with having those two goals? Nobody has anything else? All right. How about long-term goals? We have those.
Number one's being done, number two, Terry started, and number three is on the way.
So I think they're good goals since we've started them. Are there, yes, go ahead.
Well, I'm just looking at the second one. Develop PSSC community engagement model. I think it'd be interesting to ask the PSSC chairs.
Who I plan to meet with.
Right.
Yeah.
And to be looking at that, thinking about that ahead of time and saying, okay, you know, where is the issue? Because we can set something up to try and engage and try and get more people involved. But I'd really like to know, and not just talking to their PSSCs, but talking to other people and saying, you know, what are the reasons that people are not engaging? And there are things that happen that are completely out of our control. So I just think it would be really neat to.
So are you saying you think that would be a valid goal?
I definitely think it's a valid goal. I just think there's really a lot of
stuff
behind it.
Yep. Mark?
Well, my only suggestion would be is our two short-term and our three long-term goals should be perhaps at the top. Every time we meet as a working session, I think they should be written there, and we should dedicate, even if it's only a few minutes, but to say, okay, what's next?
Yes.
I think it would help us.
Good point. Goes with Heather's point. We can't just say, well, this is what we want to do, and then forget about it. I don't think we'll have any trouble remembering we have to do the last one. But, yes. I don't see anyone else with any comments. Do you want them all? Do you want more? Do you have other suggestions?
No, we'll go with that.
That's good.
Go with that. Yeah. Andy wants to get home.
No, we talked about this.
Yep, we have.
Too much. Let's finish it.
Okay, I think that was a motion from Andy.
Yes.
seconded by Faith. That we adopt these three as our long-term goals. For the next election? And all in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Contrary minded nay. Abstentions? Did I hear you say something, Mark? You can't vote twice. You can't say aye and then none.
Technically, you can't.
He's undecided.
Yeah. Wishy-washy. Okay. Policies.
So over the last couple of months, the DAC has established a policy committee, so we've been reviewing our policies, our governing policies fall under three sections: council staff relations, executive limitations, and end results. Up to this point, we've gone through and looked at all the policies under the end results and council staff relations sections. So if you look on the agenda for tonight, there is a whole list of policies that we've gone through and reviewed. So a few we've put on hold. We're waiting for further feedback or research to be compiled for it. And we're waiting to work through the executive limitations. So I do have a number I'd like to put forward for a motion to have adopted the revised policies. And then I'll do another motion for three separate ones I'd like to have removed.
Okay.
So under the council staff relations, we've revised the authority of the superintendent / single point of contact policy, the delegation to the superintendent, and the unity of control policies. So they're up on the portal. If you have a chance to look at the revised policies, if there's any feedback or changes anyone recommends to those.
That's CSR 1 and CSR 2?
CSR 1, 1.2, and 2.
And 2.
Sorry, I didn't give the numbers because I'm not sure what the old or the new one listed is.
Right. The goal is that we have one number and then sub numbers. Yes.
So I'd like to move a motion to have the new policies adopted.
Okay. Seconded by Andy. Any questions, final questions on those? No? Good. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay? Abstentions? No abstentions. That means you've all read everything. That's wonderful.
Under our ends results policies, we revised policy mission, vision, and core values, academic excellence, school culture, healthy living, and school culture twice. So sorry, it's mission, vision, core values, academic excellence, school culture, and healthy living. So again, they've been all posted to the portal. People have had a chance to review them.
Did we do questions? Healthy living?
Mm-hmm.
We did that one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any comments or feedback? Seeing none, I'd like to put forth a motion to adopt those as shown.
Seconded by Miriam. Comments, questions? Ready for the vote? All in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Contrary minded, nay. Abstentions? Now, we did talk about these in detail. We did change some words around and made some, so you may notice that they're not exactly the same as the ones that your committee came back to the table with, but we did do some work on those.
And then my last part of that section is under the end results. We had three policies: quality high school programs, potato harvest, and academic support for students involved in the potato harvest, which a lot of it was deemed more operational rather than policy-driven, and so we made the recommendation that we remove or delete these policies from DAC policies.
What three, sir?
The quality high school programs, okay. The potato harvest, and the academic support for students involved in potato harvest.
I think those are together.
Two of those were together as
one,
the last two, yeah.
Potato harvest.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, on the newer, it's 2.5 and stuff, yeah, maybe all three, ER7.
Remembering, of course, that the potato harvest is a program, it is established, and it will be addressed within the operating portion of the district. That will be looked after. And quality high school program seemed to be a little odd, since we didn't ask for a quality elementary or middle school program. And it's all covered elsewhere in other policies. So, reasoning for removing those two. So you're moving that, and you seconded Terry.
Who seconded Terry?
Terry, yes. All in favor, raise your hand, your right hand. Thank you. Contrary? And no abstentions. Motion is carried. Thank you very much for that work of policy committee. And we know that you will be back with more in the future. And I won't ask you for a report under committee reports unless you have a report to make under your committee, unless you really want to tell us some things the committee you want to tell on your committee. So my expectation is that this committee meets prior to our meetings in Fredericton, and that's what has been the practice. So if you are interested in joining them or sitting in on a meeting just to listen to see how they hash things out, then please let Sean know, and he can give you the details on the times. Great, we're partway through that first goal, and we're only in our first year. what does that stand for?
District Health Advisory Committee.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And who volunteered to do that? Terry. So has anyone else decided they would like to give Terry a run for his money to sit on the District Health Advisory Committee representing the deck? Seeing no one, could I have a motion then that Terry be our District Health Advisory Committee representative? Moved by Heather, seconded by Andy. Questions, comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. You're it.
Were we going to have an alternate?
We should.
Person just in
we
case.
Should. We
and
were.
I think
we were, and we should.
No, actually, Stephanie had
Stephanie?
Volunteered, which made me think
no,
of it.
Faith.
Oh, Faith.
Faith.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. I saw Stephanie. That look on your face. And it was like,
the
no, no, it was you. It was you, but you were sitting across the table from me, so that's why.
So I hear Heather moving that Faith be an
yes.
alternate to that committee from the deck, representative from the deck, and do I have a seconder for that? Seconded by Sean. All in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Contrary minded, nay. I didn't ask for any conversation. Did anyone want to run against her? We back up. Motion's carried. Thank you. Thank you, Faith. Thank you, Terry. We expect reports under committee reports. And I don't believe we have any committee reports unless I said if you did have some report you wanted to make.
Well, it's already a report. The update is I'm unavailable for the December meeting. So the next time we would get together on the policy side would be before our January session.
Thank you. Thank you. And we wish you all the best in your... Sean's off to Halifax with his partner for health reasons in December, so we wish him the best in that trip. We don't have any other committees, do we? No?
No.
Yes. You want one?
No, I don't want one. I'm on one.
Okay.
I am on the curriculum
committee,
the provincial curriculum committee, and the reason I tell you that is we have a two-day meeting coming up at the end of November, so perhaps after Christmas, then I may have some things that I will let you know. But that committee only meets two, possibly three times a year, so I've only had one full meeting so far. So this will be the first meeting of this year. So
I have. I've been representing the deck, I think I told you this before, on the Objective 6/Truth and Reconciliation Report Committee. That's a provincial committee that meets every month, and we've gone through the process of looking at curriculum, looking at what's being done within the province to address the needs of our education system in addressing the lack for our Indigenous education. So it's been very interesting. I'm very impressed and very excited by a lot of the things that are going on, and at the same time overwhelmed by the task that is ahead of us. So and we have two staff people now from the district that represent our Indigenous.
Yes, we have two coordinators.
And I don't know their names, do you? I gave you one out.
I'd ask Carol. So Donna White is a First Nation coordinator, and Kendra Broad is another First Nation.
And it's not that I don't know their names, it's that I can't remember their names, and that has to do with my age. And Catherine's not as old as I am, so she remembers more than I do.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Just a quick question. Are they members of the First Nations community?
One would be.
Okay. And quite active members of that committee. Kendra was, I don't believe she was there before the last time, but we had a good conversation about things that they can do in supporting the deck and what we might do as well. So. I can't think that we would be at our end. I'm hoping that someone from the public.
Madam Chair?
Oh.
Were we going to be adding attendance on our agenda?
Yes. Yes.
I still can't edit our attendance.
So we have a seat on the deck that you are aware is we currently don't have someone attending our meetings in that seat. So we have a motion, I believe, coming forward on that.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion, and it is in regards to attendance. Specific to the Act, it says, be it resolved that Dara Beaver has failed to attend 3 regular meetings in a 12-month period without cause, in accordance to the Education Act, Section 36.7, subsection 4, paragraph E, and accordingly, this position is considered vacant. Be it further resolved that the minister appoint a person to fill the vacant position for the balance of the term in accordance with the Education Act, Section 36.7, subsection 9.
And that's a motion?
Yes.
Seconded by Terry. Questions or comments? Yes, Mark?
Has there been any communication or...
We've attempted to communicate with Dara and haven't had any response from her. She did attend one meeting back in the winter, but since then hasn't attended. I will comment that she joined us with great interest and enthusiasm about the role, but did express concern towards the summer that she would not be. Did not feel that she could fulfill the role the way she thought it should be done. So we haven't had a resignation, but she hasn't been attending, so it would be. Yes.
And I would just offer, an explanation by way of this motion is not meant to be harsh. It's technical because this is something we're required to do under the Act in order to get representation. So there's no ill will or anything. We just have to do this technicality so that we can have a representative at the table.
Right, and it is important that we have that seat filled. So, okay, thank you. Any other comments? Well, could I have raise your right hand if you're in favor of the motion, please? Contrary? Raise your right hand. Thank you. Motion is carried. Yes.
Not with that particular situation, but what now happens
We'll write to the minister. We'll write to the minister and ask that someone be appointed to fill that position.
So are there suggestions? Does the word go out to the First Nations communities about that?
Yes.
And
yes.
The reason I mention that is last evening I was at a ceremony with our local MP from this area doing the 20, I can't think of the right term, but the 150-year pins were given out. And there were several given out to First Nations.
Yep, that's fine. No.
No. What I'm saying is that there were really, truly great people that were recipients of these pins, and I just thought there's a position open that there was, I think, two people from Tobik and one from First Nations here in Woodstock. So I think there's tremendous knowledge out there that I'm hoping we can find somebody who's really able to.
If you have names that you can suggest, we can reach out.
It would be easy to find the names, get them to Carol. Yeah.
We have had two now from Tobik, and I'm not saying that there shouldn't be someone from Tobik again, but that's been our last two people. So, anyone has any names at all that they would like to recommend, the minister will look for our recommendations. Because he's not familiar with our area. So. But yes, it's an appointment.
And typically, Madam Chair, the superintendent, I think, in the past has written to the First Nation communities.
Yes.
Just to make aware. And I think by way of process, I'm sure this action will be communicated to the former member.
Yes. Yes, thank you. That will be done.
You did not do anything.
It's just that not every Indigenous person in this country celebrated 150 years of Confederation.
Been around long.
No, but it was the Canada one.
No, I know. It's really human.
I'm glad that there were people who thought that was that they thought that was a good thing to go for.
I'm just oblivious to some things, but anyway, it was a lovely ceremony. And
that's all that matters.
And the MP handed out pins, which
good. Good.
Were made from some of the copper from the former roof of Parliament, the Parliament building.
Oh, nice.
And I got one, so.
That's what this is all about.
Okay.
Now, what did you have to do? Congratulations, yes.
Thank you.
Based on your service to the community?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay. Now we have school success story snapshots.
Oh.
I almost forgot. So one of the things that we wanted to do, we didn't make it a goal, but we're doing it anyway, was recognize success stories in our schools. And the district is going to be very helpful to us in getting success stories out from schools, and we can brag about them. So I think Heather's going to start us off. Is Townsville yours?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I shouldn't say yours, but is Townsville
the
area that you represent?
I'm back here.
And John Caldwell and Andover are in
Tanya's
area, and Tanya couldn't be here tonight, so Heather's going to read all three. Because Andy won't.
Andy told me. Okay, Townsview School in Woodstock. Townsview has GRIT, which is their Healthy Learners program. And they're also working, and I can verify this, working on completing outdoor spaces through support of community and district. John Caldwell is in Grand Falls. Teachers are focused on school improvement goal of learning targets. Daily learning targets are posted every day in each classroom so students are able to communicate exactly what they are learning in student-friendly language. And Andover Elementary School is, of course, in Andover. Happy to have grade one French immersion class that has been doing so well resourced, and supported, and we are thrilled with their early success. They've also received a grant for playground equipment through the tireless efforts of their community school coordinator, Carol Godbeau, and expect installation to be possible later this week as we have had such a mild fall. Next.
Was that earlier? I hope that equipment got in the ground before it froze. Thank you.
Park Street. So that's Northside Fredericton. So Park Street Elementary School, they're continuing to develop flexible learning groups in literacy, numeracy, and kindergarten. Literacy and numeracy and kindergarten teachers are coordinating 62 students in flex classrooms. And for our process to develop student character, they're using the ARC model, which stands for Awareness, Resiliency, Compassion, and Community. They have monthly assemblies and lessons are set to support student learning in these areas.
Upper Miramichi Elementary School received a $3,000 Art Smart grant for Michelle Daigle and Don Wrigley to work with grade 4 students exploring the history of the Miramichi River. And there's nothing more colorful than the history of the Miramichi River. That's my addition. Partnership between grade 4 and Upper Miramichi Community Library bringing Hack-Matack program to students.
Bliss Carmen Middle School, We Scare Hunger program promoting global citizenship brought in over 1,200 pounds of food for those in need. And over 100 students traveled to St. John to take part in the MIMO NB celebration, Canada 150 kickoff event promoting student voice and engaging students in making a difference in their communities.
Sunbury West. Oh, I'm sorry, Wallace couldn't be here tonight, so Mark is going to do those two.
So Sunbury West School received $3,000 artist in residency grant from Music Enrichment for grades 6 through 8 with Nadia Francavilla and Joel LeBlanc, UNB. And also they received $3,000 ArtSmart grant for Brandon Mitchell, a First Nations comic book creator, to work with grade 3 to 5 focusing on residential schools. And the Gary Elementary Community School participated in a day of multi-zone, which combines nutrition, knowledge, and physical activity, listening to and responding to classical music with Dewey Doucette Duo.
Great. Anyone have any questions or comments on any of those?
Oh,
yeah.
King's Clear.
Sorry. We have one more. King's Clear didn't make the list, but we're letting them in anyway.
That's right. So King's Clear was adopted by chapters as part of their Love of Reading Foundation from September 16th to October 8th when purchasing in-store shoppers could choose to add on to their bill or donate online. In addition, there was a story contest which could earn extra books for the school by those who submitted stories online, either in support of the school or explaining why reading and books were important to them. People could then vote online for their favorites, and if your school had one of the top 5 stories, you had a 1 in 5 chance of winning an extra $2,500, but at the very least an extra $500. And so the final results are still being tallied. I actually have the amount in another email. But King's Clear will be receiving approximately $5,500 to update their library. Staff, parents, and kids are extremely excited by this, and works are underway to use some of the funds for adding to their newly created makerspace room, an extremely popular addition to the school this year. King's Clear's own Heidi Billington, who has had 2 children go through KCS already, and a 3rd currently in grade 1, received the most votes in all of New Brunswick with her story, and I'll send a link to that I don't know if we're putting them on the website after. And so I've got the final amount here that they made, which was, this was an addendum to, we have the final totals in for chapters, and we raised $5,574 for the school through the Indigo Foundation Love of Reading Adopt a School program. They also wanted to make a special announcement about their upcoming PSSE, and P4K are hosting a craft fair and sale at the school on Sunday, November 9th from 1 to 4. They're going to have more than 20 vendors representing local community crafters, parents, and even staff. We're giving away free apple cider to those who come and browse. No charge for admission, and all proceeds raised from table sales and the raffle of a gift basket will go to the P4K towards education and enrichment opportunities for the students.
Thank you.
1,500-word limit on
the That's
internet.
It.
Yes. So any questions or comments? Does everybody understand what all of those things are on that list? Sean?
What's a hack program?
I don't know.
Reading. That's the library. The library, your local library goes to school, or they do a program at the library for the children.
Yeah.
I do
it's
know.
A club. It's
hack.
An exclusive Hack 'em Attack club that you join.
And a Hack 'em Attack is a tree. I know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Paper, print on paper.
There we go.
What happens with these? I mean, are they posted on the portal? Or are they sent
what
out
would you
to
like
the schools?
To happen with those?
I mean, they should go somewhere besides just this meeting.
I vote that you should become the deck Twitter person and Twitter tweet these.
I think
you
better find someone a little younger.
Someone who knows the proper verb, not me.
I think Twitter's out anyway. Is it an Instagram now?
Snapchat.
We could put them on in a
Snapchat.
Yes, we could just take a picture of these and put funny little dog ears on them and post them. Yes, I know how to do that. Now that I've been to the
Safer Schools Together.
Yes. What would you like done with these? Would you like them posted on the district website? Do you think that's possible?
Anything's possible.
Okay. Anything's possible. All right. Let's think of something more.
Do you have any other suggestions?
I'd have to know a bit more of exactly what your intent is, but I think the website's a good start, and I can tweet something from there. But let me think about it. We'll do something. But we'll get it on the website to start.
Great.
Yeah.
Our intent is to celebrate the good things that are happening in our schools. Yeah.
Well, who do we send our minutes out to and our agenda out to?
The
we
media?
Send them out to the media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be an attachment?
Well, we send that out. Maybe they'll actually call on some of those things.
And
is
ask
it, is
what?
Is that a lot of work to do, or is it just a simple?
It's an email. Just a simple email. And it's posted on the Dev portal as well. Yeah.
And Carol might have to tell them what a hack attack is.
Mm-hmm. We just sent it to you.
Okay. Do we have any public comments?
Well, you know, I do for sure, unless Jason has something he wants to serve.
Jason's waiting for you.
So I already picked up my card, but for the record, of course, Darren McKenzie, Deputy Mayor Hanwell. A few things. So obviously, it's unfortunate with the release of the capital budget for the province recently, to see once again that the top two priorities of this deck being ignored. Of course, the most concern to Hanwell Council, Municipal Council, is that once again our school is, of course, ignored, and it looks like it's going to turn into an election issue, which is disappointing but not surprising. We kind of expected that to happen anyway. What we really want to just see have happen, of course, is that we want to see the province honor the recommendation of the Ernst & Young report and build the school in Hanwell, which is also, of course, one of the recommendations of this District Education Council. So it would be nice to see that proceed, but of course now it's in the hands of what's going to happen in the election.
Thank you.
Also, it's very sad to hear the loss of the life for Mama Todd. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. can't say anything more. I'm disappointed this will be in an election year as well. The council, as we told the press a few times last week, will revisit our top priorities next May. We will revisit them in thought and process before that, but we will make our list of top priorities. As of now, I have had no communication from any DEC member that we should change the order that we have.
Is that the official stance of the DEC then?
Or yes. That's what I told. They didn't all print it, but that's what I told. Yes.
I'm still hoping that somehow there will be an announcement. You know, there does seem to be someone. I mean, some of the stories it says that an announcement could still be made. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Okay. A little shred of hope.
You and Castellan are doing a great job keeping it.
I made good on the promise to media blitz too, if you haven't seen.
You did. You did. Next meeting, December 14th, at the Fredericton Education Center, and we will have a working session before then. And it also will be in. No, we don't. I'm so glad you're here, Madam Superintendent. We will have a working session in January.
We'll do that. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, December 14th, and seems to me that Andy and Mark were bringing the Christmas goodies.
We didn't say anything about last year.
Okay, good. That will help my diet.
So soft of you, Alice.
Thank you all. Have a safe drive home.
I so moved.
Mark adjourns the meeting.